Seahawks Insider spot on the NewsTribune.com webpage. It includes, right, in case you didn't know it, it includes the sentence where there is no off season. And it says, there's a great picture of Sando there. Mike Sando has covered the Seahawks for the News Tribune since 1998. His award-winning blog, you heard me right, his award-winning blog dates to April 2005. There it is right there. In fact, you can click on that. It'll take you right to the award. Outstanding. Mike, thanks very much for being with us. How are you?
Well, you always wondered what I would do if I ever won an award, and now I guess we're just going to brag about it.
I'm going to, I promise, and I hope this is a promise that I keep, but I promise to try to always refer to you as the award-winning Mike Sando.
Until they take it away.
And you know what? I don't think they're going to, do you? Do you?
No. I hope not.
All right, let's see. I sort of looked at I always kind of look at any preseason game. If no one gets seriously hurt, you want to see maybe a little bit of Christmas, a little bit of stuff coming together. Check. You saw with a couple of plays the sort of impact player, unique sort of impact player that Julian Peterson is. In other words, even if they had lost 30-17, I thought that was a pretty successful preseason outing.
Yeah, starting with the injuries, Krause, because I think the last time I talked to you, that's what we talked about. It's like the number one thing that's going to just derail this team if something does. And they've got all these guys who've been missing camp, and so they can't add to that injury list. And remember last week we thought they were healthy, and then Russell Davis turned out to be out. So far we haven't heard anything, and it looks like they got out okay. So that's priority number one. Then you want to see, are you overmatched physically? And I think that certainly Seattle's offensive line wasn't. I think that's a bad sign because, remember, there's not a lot of scheming going on, but you can kind of tell if you just can't get a playoff or you can't run a simple dive play or something, then you're overmatched physically. And so with Seattle, you wouldn't expect that, and that didn't happen. Defensively, they got a reminder that Peyton Manning's pretty good,
fortunately we all knew that, and,
he might do that anyway. They might game plan for 2 weeks and he still might do that.
Yeah, so. I can't look at that and I don't know that you're really looking for that as much as, and I understand it was when Manning came out, but it was really where, when Peterson lined up wide, forced the interception, just the sense of him being a different kind of factor for him, kind of being on display a little bit.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah, and if you have watched him, up close, the first thing you notice about him is his arms are like 20 feet long. He's just different physically, and then he moves so well, and I think we're starting to see him come back off that Achilles surgery that he had, before last season, and usually it does take a full year to come back from that, and a guy like him is 27, they often can come back and kind of reclaim their previous form, unlike sometimes a knee injury. So we're starting to see that with him. And remember last night, Lo Fitzpatrick doesn't even play. Arguably the best player on the defense. So, I think defensively is still where kind of the anticipation is going into the season because we know what the offense is about. We know the defense made a lot of progress last year, but we just don't know how good it can be. We don't know if it's going to be one of those if you're going to be reading as much about the defense as we have about the offense, is there a player on this defense who could, be a defensive player of the year?
That's exactly what I was driving at. And I get a hunch that, look, we'll see. It takes a lot to do it, but it's only looking at two preseason games. You've been looking at practice a lot more closely, so I wonder if you're seeing it too. It seems as though, for a guy who you're sort of working into everything, they have already shown a pretty good understanding defensive coach-wise about, geez, this is a guy, back on Peterson, who can do a lot of things. Let's let him try it. Let's see if we can get him doing as many things possible during a game. And boy, they've already done a lot of that.
And you can imagine that, in the preseason is really when you don't show a lot. So if this is the basic stuff, rushing him as a defensive end on passing downs, you saw last night, when that fumble was forced, I believe, he's 35 yards downfield. So he's a different type of athlete. And I remember, years ago when Chad Brown was a really good player, you got the sense that it was a one-man gang and it was easy to address. But what are you going to do when you got to choose between Tatupu and Peterson? Even Leroy Hill had 7.5 sacks last year. So, when you put that type of talent together, becomes harder for the opponent to just game plan a guy out of there. So I think that's really what I want to see when they get into the season Peterson Frelis Talon has never really had more than 6 or 7 sacks in a season.
Right.
You know, is he going to be a 9 or 10 sack guy, or are they going to be like last year where they lead the league in sacks with nobody getting 10? Where just you've got a bunch of guys who get 6, 7, 8, and that's not bad either.
No, actually, that's not bad at all. And I got a hunch that's probably what it will be like because I think they like using him in pass coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's not going to blitz all the time. He's certainly not going to be a one-note kind of impact guy, it doesn't seem to me.
He takes pride in being able to do that, being able to lock down on a tight end and cover him if you have to. And so I think that when you have a guy like that, you use him to do all those things because they're not dependent on him for any one thing.
Another interesting guy, Mike, is Leonard Weaver, who had a great preseason last year. And the fumble, though, I know, is not the sort of thing that Mike Holmgren really likes very much at all, who does for that matter. But, boy, he gives them an interesting look in the backfield when he's in there.
He really does, and they've talked so much about, well, you know, we got to work on his blocking and blocking this and that. And then he carries it like 14 times last night, in part because Maurice Morris is out. But
right.
Whenever he does get the ball, it seems like someone's getting a big mitt in their face and going down. Like that stiff arm he had last night was just pretty much incredible.
Absolutely.
You know, you're kind of watching some of the third team guys go at it, and then something like that happens, and you're like, wow,
yeah.
I guess I better keep watching. And so, you know, they still want him to be the blocker because when you talk about him as a runner, I think you're talking situational, and you're talking about he's a very good runner for a fullback. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's
not going to take carries away from Don Alexander. I mean, but it is interesting. I mean, as great as, you know, Alexander is in the red zone, I mean, Weaver might give you another option. And certainly I think as a pass catcher out of the backfield, he's formidable because when he gets his legs moving, you know, he's going to put someone down usually.
Well, one of the other things, I think maybe going into the game, Mike, was, let's watch the tight end position a little bit. And it's still preseason, so it's still hard to get anything out of it. But you did see, and I think it's in particular with, was it Matt Murphy, that they may feel like they're all right there right now.
Well, what they need to do right now is take Tulumeli and put him in a glass cage somewhere and make sure nothing touches him. Put him in a bubble because...
Right.
With Stevens out through September and maybe even into October, they don't have a proven pass-catching tight end other than Mealy. And so you got Mealy, who's 33, 34. He's coming off a injury-plagued season. I mean, they're one injury away at that position from, you know, really being limited. So they need to keep Mealy healthy, and he looks like he's in good shape this year, which you couldn't always say the last couple off seasons. And then it comes down to probably keeping one more guy, and, you know, they need one of those other guys, whether it's Will Heller or Matt Murphy, guys who played 3 or 4 years in the league. They need one of those guys to probably make the roster. Then you probably go into the regular season with just two of them healthy. Remember last year they played mostly with Ryan Hanum, who's with Dallas now, and Stevens as the only really two tight ends active on for most of those games. So it wasn't something Holmgren wanted to do for years, but he kind of got away with it last year, and I have a feeling that's the approach they'll take going into this season.
Mike, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for the insights.
Thank you, Dave.
The award-winning Mike Sando, the Seahawks Insider blog there on the News Tribune's website as well. And